Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for a new day. Thank you, Lord, as I just see the sun rise here, Father God. It just reminds me of your great love that is there for us, knowing already what we're going to be reading. I just take hold of this opportunity, Lord, just to remember that as we look into the sun and as we look into you, Lord, we arise and shine, we wake up, we become all that you made us to be. But if we stop looking to you and looking away and getting caught up in the world, caught up under the law, caught up in the wrong things, we find those wrong things start sneaking back into our lives. But thank you, Lord, just as the sun shines so brightly on our faces, as we look towards the sun, the natural sun, Lord, and we get warmth, Lord, when we look to you, we look to you in Jesus. There's true warmth that comes to our heart and comes to our thoughts, comes to our attitudes and comes to our actions. And we can be lights in this world, rivers in the desert, shadows in this land. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness that you became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Our readings this morning, Galatians chapter 2 from 15 down to 19. So here Paul is writing, he says, we ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. So what he's just pointing out here, as Jews, they were taught the law, and in knowing the law, they knew what was right. And us Gentiles, many of us, we didn't know the law, and we didn't know the Lord of the law, amen, the God of his word. And so by the Jews, we were recognized as sinners, goes on here as it says. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified. Justified is om recht te maak.
To repair something.
Om skoon te word.
To become clean.
Om rein te wees.
To be pure.
Just as God made you to be his child in his image, walking with him, that's what you have now in Christ Jesus. You've been justified. Het jou teruggekoop om nou saam met hom te bly.
He purchased you. He bought you back so that you can now stay with him.
To be justified in faith in Christ Jesus, not by the works of the law, because by the works of the law, no one will be justified. So here, this is Paul that's really thinking further, and you can see it in Romans 7. At one time, he just knew the law. Romans chapter 7, right in the beginning, the first verse there, he says, I write to those that know the law. So this is Paul speaking about when he knew the law. And then he knew the law, so he knew what was right, and he wanted to go and live it out and to be it, fulfill the law, be everything that it said, because the law is good. It's the law is of God, and it's the law of a holy God. But then he found he couldn't do it. The good he wanted to do, he couldn't do. And then he cries out at the end, who will deliver me from this body of the sins of the flesh? So that he besef, it's in meer as a wet.
So there he realized he had a bit more than a law.
Wat mooi is en prachtig is.
That is good and beautiful.
Want die wet.
But that law.
Hy openbaar net die probleem van sonde wat vasgevat het.
Only reveals the problem of sin that has taken hold.
Want sonde is nie net die verkeerde dinge wat 'n mens dink en doen nie.
Because sin is not just the wrong things that we think and do.
Dis 'n krag wat jou vasvat.
It's a force that grabs hold of you.
En jou motiveer na alles wat verkeerd is.
And motivate you to do everything that is wrong.
So there he calls out, who will deliver me from this body of the sins of the flesh? So it's wonderful. He came to that understanding that he needs a savior. He doesn't just need the law. He needs a savior. And then when you've got the savior, then you can be in the light. But the whole thing is about you've been saved from darkness. You've been saved from the law. You've been saved from sin. So that you can walk with a righteous God. And that is the big key. You come out of darkness into this family and to now walk with this family. That's how we truly justified. Jy bly by jou God, jy bly by jou groot broer Jesus, jy bly in die Gees.
You stay with your God, you stay with your big brother Jesus, and you stay with the Spirit.
En dan jy betrokke met die regte goede.
And then you're involved with the right things.
That's where we find abundant life, the new life, eternal life, resurrection life, the God quality of life. But he goes on now. But if we in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners. Is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not. For if I rebuild what I tore down, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. Amen. So, yeah, you see, when we try to justify us by the law, the works of the law, it's all good. And then we see the law doesn't bring us to God. The law just shows us the right way, but it reveals we need a Savior. So that's what must get us to God, the law. You see, even if we didn't know the Ten Commandments and the law, and we just came to a place, I know it happened in my own life, where you just knew you're not happy with yourself. You know there's the wrong thoughts, there's wrong attitudes, there's actions, and you want to change. But you find you can't change, that you're not strong enough. The powers of darkness are stronger. And so that should actually just get us to our knees. And that's what happened to me, and I believe happened to all of you. You said, Lord, help us. And the Bible says so beautiful, when you accept the Lord, and you're baptized into his kingdom, you come out of darkness into the marvelous light. And then that's where we need to stay. We need to stay in tune with that goodness of God. And that's why it's so beautiful. You've got Romans 7, and there it points out in verse 4, Romans 7. You see, when you were under the law, you were self-righteous and unrighteous. But then once you woke up to Jesus, it's like a marriage that takes place. You married to the Lord so as to bear fruit to God. And then verse 6 also tells you, so now walk in the Spirit. Don't be in the flesh any longer. So I hope that answers your question there. If you, as a child of God, that believe in the resurrection, you believe in the Savior, you believe that anyone in Christ is a new creation, and you find that you're sinning, you're doing wrong things, you are building again by looking at the wrong place. You are being caught up in the flesh. You need to just get to, like I'm looking here fully into the sun now. When I look into the sun and that there's no time for darkness. So you just have the whole thing is just get back to God and stay with God. That's where you want to be. That's where you need to be. That's where you find life and life in abundance. And that's why at the end of Romans 7, where Paul says, who will rescue me from the body of the sins of the flesh? And he says, thank you for Jesus. And then you've got Romans 8. Romans 8 goes on, there's no condemnation because you can want to do the good now and you can do the good because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus sets you free from the law of sin and death. So you've got a greater law now, the law of life, the law of the goodness of God that's available for you through the Spirit, through the amazing love of God. So that's your whole key, guys. The law of the Spirit of life sets you free from the law of sin and death. What the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God done by sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh so that we can now live by faith. Amen. So live by faith. Live by drawing close to the Lord when you need answers, not just when you need answers like we're doing every morning, be conscious of him. When you leave your quiet time in the morning, have understanding of what is true and what is right. And then also even when you're out there in your work or in your situation, work or play, whatever you're doing, walk conscious of God. Amen. He is all over, all knowing, all powerful, and he loves you and he wants just the best for you. Amen. Bless you guys. Trust you've got more understanding of that scripture. There's some beautiful look at Romans 8. The law of the Spirit of life sets you free from sin and death. That's one place to look. Another one is Psalm 103. Most of you know Romans 8. Psalm 103 talks about there when you come to the Lord, he takes away your sins as far as the east is from the west. And then you see there, why does that happen? You see, because you come to the Lord and you stay with the Lord and you see the heart of David there that's writing that psalm. He's too busy with the good. When you're too busy with the good and you're running to God and not from God, that is you putting yourself in the light as God is in the light. And then you can just be building up in the goodness of God that is available for you. So there's your answer. Stay in the goodness of God. Amen. If you find yourself slipping and you find yourself becoming a transgressor and doing the things that you should know, those things are finished. Jy is verby met die ou dinge.
You're finished with the old things.
Alles is nou nuut en jy soek net die mooi goede.
Everything is now new and you're only interested in the good things.
So if you're doing that, just get back on track. Back on track, flowing with the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.